The Gemara Masechet Erech in Daf Vav and Aleph teaches us at the bottom of the Omer, Tana Rabbanan. Somebody says sell a zulut tzedakah, that he's donating a zulut for tzedakah. So the halacha says, the Gemara is at shaloi bas liad gabai. Before the seller was delivered to the gabai, the halacha is mutal shnai, so you may switch it for a different purpose. However, mishabas liad gabai, once it was delivered to the gabai, the halacha is osl shnai, so maybe it may not be switched for another purpose. So our Gemara is introducing the concept of when you may switch something that you donated for tzedakah. And the Mefarshim try to understand why, and moreover, what's the difference if it came to the gabbai or it did not come to the gabbai. So the stipler in the Kil Shakiv in Masechta Bava Kama, Simen Chav Ches, discusses this, and he takes two approaches. One approach is that we know the Gemara many times says, Amirasa legevoya kimisirasa lehejet. That as soon as, even though normally we know that in order for a transfer of property to take place, we need to have a kinyan. By Hegdish, as soon as you make a commitment, as soon as you say it, it's as if the kinyan took place. And there are Rishayim that hold that it's not only by Hegdish, it's by Tzedakah as well. So, if I already said that this is going to Tzedakah, how could I change my mind? So the Rishayim explain that it's assumed that every time a person donates something to tzedakah, what he means to say is that until it actually gets to the tzedakah, I should be allowed to switch it. Of course, the Machna Ephraim explains that even though we say Amirasul Gvay Kimsrasul Hejit, that is only by Hegdish, but not by tzedakah. The Brisker Rav explains that even if we'll say Amrosa l'tzedakah is not k'misirosa l'chejit, he says the way to understand the Gemara is that the gabai represents daniyim. So once it comes to the hands of the gabai, so it's already in the hands of Daniim. Once it's in the hands of Daniim, everybody agrees that it cannot be switched. But if it isn't in the hands of the gabbai, so it's still by the person who's donating this money, and therefore he could switch it. And the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Siman Resh Nun Tes, says in Sif Aleph, Haimer, seller, Zulat Staka, somebody said, I'm giving this sell at Staka, Shama Harele sell at Staka, or he takes upon himself to give a sell at Staka, for free show, and he separates that seller. So the halacha is actually Bali Yad Gabai, till it came to the Gabai, Yochel Shnoisa, he could switch it, Bain Lil Voice to Latzmai, whether if he wants it for his own purposes, Bain Lavis Lil Chaveroi, Vyef for Achatakhtav, then he'll give something else. Vekanim Hegdish Kalim. Similarly, says the Ramah, if somebody was Magdish Kalim. Yochel Machon Lefnei Gimel Bekim Beshuma. I could sell it, and as long as I sell in front of three experts, and I could give the value for nice and the main stock. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, Mishob Bal Yad Gabai, once the Gabai took possession of it, also voice of Bein Loi Bein Laacher, Bein Lagabai. But as the Gemara here continues, however, Mahaya Aniyim, Hanol Aniyim, if the Aniyim benefit, the Ikav Hamos Biyar Gabai, Kedei Lasis Lacherim, there will be a purpose that the Gabai shouldn't yet give it. Hare Gabai Mutal Floysen from, if it's for the benefit of the Aniyim, even though the Gabai has it, he can lend it or use it for other purposes. Then Hegdish Kitztokas, says the Ramah, Mutal Hanisman Manah. The remark clearly differentiates between Hegdish and Tzedakah. Continues the Ramav, Einoisim v'noisim b'tzdakim, one may not do business with tzdakim money. Haimedes l'chalik l'aniyim. Kiyim kesev v'kesev. You can make a switch. Kuzhoitz v'ashem yov v'aniyim. You have to be careful to have all the money available. V'loyei l'amos l'chalik. And if you give, and if you have it wrapped up in investments, then you won't be able to give it to the people who need it. Avot tzdakish einoisim l'chalik. If it isn't money that was designated to be distributed, rekakeri yekayim, that the principal remains, v'yochla peiris, and the aniyim get the interest, then shori. Chay noyage. The Baruch teaches us many very important halachas regarding what could be done with money that was designated for tzedakah, what may not be done. The Paiskim in discussing the Shaila say that if you designated tzedakah money for a Beis HaKnesses or for a yeshiva, most Paiskim are of the opinion that you may not switch it for another purpose, even if it hasn't yet come to the gabbai. One is, we're concerned that you may not at the end fulfill your nether. And also, as we learned, Amiras L'Gavai Kim Siras L'Hajit. That's if you donated it to yeshiva, to a shul. Moreover, if when you donated the money, you had a specific ani in mind, then the halacha is you can't give it to a different ani because you had that specific ani in mind. However, if you designated money for tzedakah and you had in mind that you were going to give it to a certain ani, but then a relative, you discover that there's a relative who needs it, he goes first. Similarly, this halacha that you're not allowed to switch tzedakah is only when we're talking about a yeshiva or a basic knesses. But when it comes to aniyim, you could switch under certain circumstances. Particularly if I had in mind a certain ani, and Baruch Hashem, before I could give him the money, he became an usher, I could give it to a different ani. Or, let's say the person did not become an usher, but money was being collected for a specific ani, and before I could give him the money that they were collecting for whatever particular purpose, that purpose was fulfilled, I could give it to a different ani. If I did not specifically single out a certain ani, I also could switch it. Even though I had in mind a certain ani, I could switch it to a different ani. If there's a great need which supersedes the need that I gave it for, that I had in mind, I could give it for a bigger need. If somebody always supports a certain ani, it's very difficult to say that you could give it to a different ani. If somebody always gives stock, let's say every day to a Meir Bala Nes Pushka, and he comes to shul and he can't find that pushka, but he wants to give tzedakah, he can give the tzedakah to someone else. Somebody promised that he would give tzedakah to a certain gabbai, and now he decided to give it to a different gabbai. The halacha is that I could switch. The Paiskim discuss if somebody, as we discussed in the Ramah, if somebody wants to use the money that he donated for tzedakah to make business, So there's a very big machloikus who gets the profit from that interest. L'chila, the profit should go for tzedakah purposes and not for other purposes.